From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. China announced Saturday that it will limit exports of petroleum products to North Korea to comply with United Nations Security Council sanctions on the North's nuclear and missile development programs. Meanwhile, the North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho suggests that Kim Jong-un was considering testing a hydrogen bomb over the Pacific in response to President Trump's threat at the United Nations to totally destroy North Korea. VOA's Bill Gallo reports.
Yang Uk, a senior researcher at the Korea Defense and Security Forum in Seoul, says detonating a nuclear-tipped missile over the Pacific Ocean would be a logical final step by North Korea to prove the success of its weapons program. However, it would be extremely provocative and carry huge risks. The radioactive fallout could be significant, as well as the diplomatic backlash around the world. David Albright, founder of the nonprofit Institute for Science and International Security, said if Kim carries out such a test, it will be a tipping point for China and may prompt many other countries to demand an end to the regime. And Joshua Pollack, editor of the Washington-based Nonproliferation Review, believes Pyongyang's next step may be a test of its ICBM at full range into the Pacific. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
State media says that Iran has successfully tested a new medium-range ballistic missile that was on display in a military parade Friday. State television aired footage of the test in an in-flight video from the nose cone Saturday. It was not clear, however, when and where the test launch of the missile was conducted. The missile does have a range of 2,000 kilometers and has the capacity to carry several warheads. This is VOA News. Puerto Rican authorities have begun evacuating people on buses as quickly as they can, while the National Weather Service warns that a dam is beginning to fail. VOA's Mia Bush is on the situation with the dam.
Operators at the dam on Lake Oaxaca in northwestern Puerto Rico reported the dam began to fail Friday afternoon and said it was causing flash floods downstream. Puerto Rico's government called the situation very dangerous.
Operators at the nearly 90-year-old dam in northwestern Puerto Rico reported that dam began to fail Friday. Mexican authorities have raised the death toll from Tuesday's earthquake to 293 and expect that number to rise as rescue workers continue to search through the rubble, refusing to give up hope of finding survivors. The National Civil Protection Chief Luis Felipe Puente said more than half the fatalities, 155 people, died in the capital city, Mexico City. Mexican rescue workers, supported by teams from around the world, include Israel, Japan, and the United States, and have rescued at least 60 people in Mexico City and surrounding towns. And Mexico's Foreign Minister Luis Videgaray Caso told reporters that Panama and El Salvador were the first to rush crews and equipment to help rescue the efforts, or help the rescue efforts.
President Trump was very quick to respond, and he ordered the people in the White House and other departments, including USAID, FEMA, and the Department of State, to react.
More than 3 days after the quake, the rescuers were finding bodies, more bodies than survivors, but officials said that there were signs of life at some sites. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov Friday dismissed the notion of renegotiating a new agreement curbing Iran's nuclear weapons development, maintaining U.S. concerns about Iran are beyond the scope of the deal. He said that the program is already finalized and endorsed by the U.N. Security Council resolution. Opening up a plan for negotiations basically would be disregarding the agreement. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to declare Iran in violation of the 2015 agreement unless it is broadened to punish Iran for pursuing a ballistic missile program, also for supporting militant groups. On Thursday, U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster refused to disclose whether Mr. Trump had decided to withdraw from the United States or withdraw the United States from the international pact altogether, but said the decision will be part of a broad U.S. strategy toward Iran. McMaster declined to offer insight into the decision, but he did acknowledge it is accurate that President Trump is keen on renegotiating parts of the agreement. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.